we have some farms which are there for cattle ranching, but specifically for our wastewater treatment. So over the years, our sewer plant has not been functioning at optimal. Now we have revised our sewer plant, which are the fail and proper sewer plant. The revival means that now we are no longer discharging raw sewage into the river system, but we are partially treating it and irrigating the grazing pastures for our cattle. Unfortunately, when our sewer plants were not working, some people settled on these farms and started building makeshift homes. So now that our sewer plants are back to their working order, we are saying to these settlers, move out, because we are now pumping wastewater onto these farms. So it's the advantage that we are giving this notice. We are making them aware of what is happening in Harare, in the farm and Cobra farm.
So what is the timeline for these illegal settlers to actually move?
We have given them enough notice. The whole of this year, the greater part of this year, we have been giving them notice to move. And some were voluntarily moving on their own, but some were staying put. And we also issued a statement sometime mid-year to say, by the end of this year, we will start pumping wastewater to irrigate the grazing pastures, which we have now started doing.
You were saying that you are trying to avoid the public from contracting diseases like typhoid, cholera, diarrhea. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our message is saying move out of those farms because they are for wastewater treatment. Continue to stay on those farms. We mean that because we are pumping now, right? So continue to stay on those farms. Put the people at risk of these diseases. Typhoid, cholera, diarrhea. So they should move out now before it's too late. And our message to them is they should move out of those farms and do the proper thing in terms of looking for housing land. They should approach council, and council will attend to their issues rather than them allocating themselves land without council approval. All our land in Harare is in specific uses. So that land, that the particular land we're talking about, is for wastewater treatment. It's never for housing. It's not for industry. It's not for recreation. It's not for recreational. It's specifically for wastewater treatment.
How many families would you say are affected by this?
The specific number of families I wouldn't have, but it's quite a number of families. They range in the thousands. Those people were illegally going there to settle, and they were buying that land from third parties. People who have no connection with council at all. So they were being cheated of their money by these unscrupulous land dealers.
And your statement also says that you've actually elicited the help of the Zimbabwe Republic Police. Why?
Wherever a crime is committed, we don't take the law into our own hands. We conduct the responsible authority, which are the police, to say people have vandalized our property. If somebody vandalizes your property at your house, you don't go about beating them, but you summon the police to come and assist you, because they are trained to assist in that manner. We have given them enough time to move out. We have given them all the notices, all the procedures were followed, right? But now, because we have invested a lot of money on fail and Cobra sewer plants to resuscitate the plants, now the plants are functioning. We need to do what we are supposed to do as the local authority, as the responsible local authority, that treats its wastewater to acceptable levels and discharge it appropriately, which is what we are doing right now. It's appropriate discharge of wastewater.